Matters of the Heart, a J2 Jared Jensen real person / fic by Goddamn Arms Race. Fingers tangled together as they battled for inches of bare skin, tongues met and duelled and then met again, but nothing was as sweet as that first touch, the first hint of what was to come. Rolling his lover onto his back, he slowly mapped out the fastest route to reach the hard cock that waited patiently for his lips and tongue. Elicting a strangled moan was like a signal of surrender, and as Jensen opened his lips around Jared's plump cock head, he felt his own dick twitch in surprise as Jared's own special brand of musk filled his senses. Pulling his mouth from Jared's cock, he licked the tip once more before sitting back on his heels just to stare down at the muscular form stretched out on the hotel bed before him. It had been too long, months since they'd been alone. Only a couple of months, Jensen knew it to be the truth, and yet it seemed so much longer. Jensen hated to think of Jared away from him. He knew that Sandy was a reality, but in his mind, in his heart, Jared belonged to him. The thought of anyone else touching what was his had Jensen marking Jared's jutting hip bone with his teeth. Jared couldn't stop the moan as it escaped his clenched jaw. Jensen had that effect on him. Fuck. All he had to do was walk into a room and Jared knew instantly that he was there. Or at least his cock did. The past few months had been hell for Jared. Every spare chance he got, he tried to make time to see Jensen. But they were never alone. Someone was always watching. How he was meant to tell Sandy that he couldn't stand to have her touch him. To have anyone but Jensen touch him. How did you tell your girlfriend who you loved like family that you'd fallen in love with someone else? And even worse, how could he tell her that he'd fallen in love with another man? He didn't know how, so he didn't say anything. He just kept trying to pull further and further away, hoping that she would realise that something was really wrong. But she just kept right on smiling up at him like it hung the moon, which only served to make him ache more to be away from her. Jensen's fingers wrapped around Jared's cock were all he needed to wash away his guilt. He needed this. Needed Jensen. Damn. Miss this. He moaned. As Jensen slid up his body to bring their mouths crashing together in an explosion of lips, teeth and tongues. Jensen couldn't help it. He hated himself, but he needed to know. Rolling away from Jared, he wrapped his arms around himself. "Did you talk to Sandy?" he asked, keeping his eyes cast downward. "I..." was all Jared stuttered, and Jensen knew that Sandy still had no clue. Jared tried to reach out with one of his hands to grab Jensen, but he pulled away before Jared could make contact. He couldn't. Not yet. There was still something that needed asking. A question that needed answered. Did you let her touch you? Did you have sex with her? Jensen heard himself whisper. When Jared made no sound, Jensen forced himself to look at his lover, and what he saw made his heart shatter because Jared wouldn't meet his eyes, which could only mean one thing. Choking, Jensen scrambled off the bed and searched the floor for his discarded clothes. He knew he was acting crazy. He was acting like Jared had cheated on him, when in truth, Jensen had no claim. Sandy was the girlfriend. He was just the co-star, the best friend. The lover. "Jensen, wait!" Jared said, his voice full of panic. The hand that Jensen had narrowly escaped only moments earlier was now firmly placed upon the centre of his chest. Jared's arm pulling Jensen back into Jared's chest. He could feel Jared's heart beating a tattoo against his shoulder. It seemed impossible, but he could almost swear that their two hearts beat as one. Panic filling both of them, and then calming once flesh met flesh. Jared's words were hot against Jensen's ear. "I didn't. I wouldn't. I don't even think I could. The idea of anyone but you touching me makes me feel sick. Jen, all I want is you." When Jensen's body went slack in his arms, Jared let himself breathe again. He'd almost lost him, almost let him walk away. He'd spoken the truth about Sandy, but then they'd not been intimate together since the first time he'd let Jensen inside him. Oh, God. The memory of that first time was almost as good as the real thing, but Jared wanted the real thing. He had the real thing. Right here, right now, he held it in his arms. Using the tip of his tongue, he ran it around the outside of Jensen's ear. "I want you," he whispered again. "I want you inside me." Slowly they made their way back to the bed. There was to be no more foreplay. The months apart with only stolen kisses and clandestine touches in passing had been foreplay enough for the both of them. Jensen, now that he knew what Jared wanted, had once again found his dominance. Bringing both hands up to Jared's chest, he gave him a firm push which sent Jared sprawling back onto the bed with his legs spread wide. Taking only the briefest of moments to enjoy the view, Jensen crawled onto the bed in between Jared's open legs. Running his hands up Jared's thighs, Jensen dipped his head to lick a drop of pre-cum that had beaded on the tip of Jared's rock-hard cock. When Jared reached out for Jensen's hand, he gave it to him willingly, never expecting in his wildest dreams that Jared would suck Jensen's fingers into his mouth. When Jared smiled at him and let his fingers go with an audible pop, Jensen snaked his freed hand down to squeeze his dick to keep from coming right then and there. Jensen realised he was in big trouble when Jared guided Jensen's hand down his body into his entrance. Jensen bit his lip as he watched Jared lift himself up and impale himself on Jensen's saliva-slick fingers. "Fuck me," Jensen muttered when Jared started to thrust himself up and down. Jensen felt his eyes roll back into his head, just as Jared winked at him and said, "Well, actually, I was kind of hoping you'd fuck me." Jared barely had a chance to finish speaking before Jensen had removed his fingers and replaced them with his cock. Oh, fuck. He'd missed this. He didn't know how Jensen did it, but in almost seconds he was nearly undone. The burn, the feel of Jensen's cock sliding deep inside him was everything. Wrapping his legs around Jensen, Jared held him as close as he could. What had started out slow enough was fast turning into a quick ride. Jensen's cock thrust in and out of him, deep and hard. His cock was leaking all over their stomachs, where it was trapped between them, the friction causing both of them to moan in ecstasy. Reaching up, he pulled Jensen's head down so that he could press their lips together. Only when he got closer to Jensen's beautiful pouting mouth, he realised that Jensen was chanting something indecipherable under his breath. Not wanting to miss anything, Jared brushed his mouth against Jensen's lip before asking, "What is it, Jen? Tell me what you want." "Oh, God. I love you. Love you. Love you." Jensen continued to chant, raising his volume only just enough for Jared to make out the words. "Love you too, baby. Oh, God. Fuck. I love you. No one else. Just us. Just this. Okay. 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 Okay." Jensen agreed, unable to stop panting. Fucking his hard dick into Jared as deep as it would go. Jensen felt his control slipping. Oh, fuck it. He was going to come. Unable to restrain himself any longer, Jensen was reaching for Jared's cock to stroke him to orgasm when Jared started shooting ropes of cum all over his chest. Damn it. He'd not even touched Jared's cock, and that thought was enough to send him straight over the edge. When Jensen was draped over him like a human blanket, Jared moved his hands to rest on Jensen's ass, putting him just that little bit closer. They were both sticky with sweat and cum, but Jared had no intention of moving any time soon, and if Jensen even tried to move, Jared fully intended on changing his mind with bribery if need be. "I'm going to talk to Sandy," he said, his words gruff. "Today," he promised. Jensen licked a line along his collarbone before replying. "It doesn't matter." "Yes, it does. It matters to me," Jared affirmed, tipping Jensen's head so that he could bring their lips together. "You matter."
The end. I hope everyone appreciates that, because that was really embarrassing. Okay, and now I'm redder than a tomato. Okay, bye.